The United States Supreme Court rejected a petition to hear a case on Indiana's Right to Farm Act last week. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Samantha Horton reports both sides are looking at the upcoming state legislative session to push for policies helping those they represent.
The five-year legal battle focused on confined animal feeding operations, or CAFOs, and their effect on nearby residential property values and quality of life. Years of legal work on this case has been costly for the CAFO owners, says their lawyer Chris Braun. Braun says there are plans to push for amending the Right to Farm Act to hold organizations such as the Hoosier Environmental Council financially responsible for lawsuits he says target farmers.
I think that would be a tremendous benefit, and it would deter a lot of the frivolous actions and lawsuits. And again, if there's a bad actor farmer out there and they don't get the protection of the Right to Farm Act, you know what? Have at them.
Lawyers for the residents who filed the suit say they plan to push for legislation that would create air quality regulations on CAFOs, something currently not done. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Samantha Horton.